negotiate on the basis of what is for our betterment. And it was not as if they were not pragmatic. Many people say that, you know, Hamas are not pragmatic. They are not people who can understand situation. They don't look at the reality. They understood reality. That is why they also accepted that go back to the 1967 borders. They also spoke about the 1967 borders and said through the means of, if you go back and give a Palestinian state into the 1967 borders, we are prepared to accept that borders for a Palestinian state. And we will give you a hudna, we will give you a long-term truce. And the reason why they spoke about the truce, they said, things are so heated, there is so much hatred, there is so much bitterness, that we can't give you an indefinite truce. Rather, let us have a 10 or 20 years truce, so that when after 20 years, if there is a Palestinian state, a viable Palestinian state, and the Palestinian state has been able to establish, after 20 years, the next generation might not be as bitter, might not have so much hatred. They might be able to look at things differently after 20 years. Let us give you a 20 years hudna, a 20 year truce, and you go back to the 1967 borders. Israel refused. What is this whole particular propaganda that they want peace? Far from what were. Instead, after that, there have been over 200 settlements that they have made, not in Israel, not in what they have occupied after 1967. South Africa's case in the International Court of Justice about the wall was not so much about the wall itself, but was about the illegality of it from international law, that that wall was even within the 1967 borders. So out of that 22% of the 100%, out of that also you have taken away another 20%. So the whole the two-state solution has been killed by Israel. They are not willing for peace because they are expansionists by nature. Now after Hamas had been elected, all of a sudden, despite the fact that democracy is supposed to be the ideal of the West, what happens? No, it all of a sudden stuck in the throat. Democracy to the West is when you choose their puppets, then it is democracy. When you use your own initiative, because they still feel that the third world, the people who are Muslims and other parts in Africa, they don't have the maturity to choose people whom they believe in or whom they want to be as leaders. They must choose leaders whom we say are good. We say are good, then you must choose. Then is democracy. Otherwise, the moment you choose someone else besides whom they like, all of a sudden they'll scuttle it. They did so in Algeria, and they did so with regard to what the Palestinians had chosen, Hamas. And from the time of Hamas, this is recorded, they told, we will make the Palestinians go on a diet. And they chose Hamas, they said, we will make the Palestinians go on a diet. What they meant is, we are going to strangle them. And this is what happened. Coming back now to Gaza. Gaza is different from West Bank. Now, this is another situation. That on one hand, you have Gaza, and on the other hand, you have West Bank. Gaza is separate, is near the Egyptian border. West Bank is near Jerusalem. There is a distance between them. This is supposed to be the Palestinian state that was allegedly given or was offered to Yasser Arafat, right? When he refused. And one of the reasons why he refused was that how are you going to have a state in which one is Gaza, several hundred kilometers away from it is West Bank? He said, we will give you roads in between. But that roads will be controlled by the Israelis. There will be checkpoints in between. There will be, even within the whole West Bank, there would be different portions of Israel within West Bank. What independence is there? Nevertheless, the whole situation happened and Hamas came in control of Gaza. Then, because of what had happened, Hamas started resisting. What do you expect people to do? What do you expect people to do? You put 1.5 million people in one small piece of land. Gaza is 360 square kilometers. Right? Its border with Egypt is 11 kilometers. Its border with Israel is 51 kilometers. The width of Gaza is between 6 kilometers at its narrowest and 14 kilometers at its widest. This is Gaza. It has a 40 kilometer coastline, even less than what Durban has got. Right? This is Gaza. Put 1.5 million people in there, strangle them, don't give them any food, don't give them any medicine, to keep and control them with regard to who they must vote for, who they mustn't vote for, who must be their leaders, and surprise, surprise, then all of a sudden say they don't want peace. They are still firing rockets. Again, the extreme provocation. But despite that, Hamas had showed remarkable maturity. They had said, we will accept the Hudna. We will accept you going back to the 1967 borders. They even came to a ceasefire for 6 months. What was the terms of the ceasefire?